For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team knocked off Minnesota Crookston last weekend, improving to 3-0. Host Minnesota Duluth this weekend for the Shrine Game, joined by Bryce Duffy, a sophomore just outside of Madison, Wisconsin. Do you consider yourself more of a tight end, a fullback, or a slot receiver, or kind of a hybrid of all three?
I like to think of myself as a hybrid. A lot of the guys will say I'm more of a receiver, but I like to get on the line too and do some blocking.
All right. I don't know that I've ever seen a field as wet as what Crookston's was last week. I made the mistake of walking across it before the game. My feet were soaked the entire game. What was it like to play in that kind of a...
Yeah, those are some conditions you can't really replicate on a practice field, but like Coach has said it best, I think at a game like that, technique kind of goes out the window, and you just do whatever you can to get a win, and we did that, so we can't be too mad.
The offense is going to struggle in a situation like that. How do you characterize the perseverance of that group, though, of sticking with it and finally being able to score some points again in the second half?
Yeah, definitely. I think the coaches put it best again yesterday. They said we were mentally locked in for that game. We didn't slip up, and it never really felt like we lost control of the game at any point. Even though it was a lot closer than we initially thought it was going to be, we felt like we were in control the whole time. We were never really worried.
How do you go from a game like that to a game like you've got coming up this weekend against Duluth, a perennial top 10 team, it seems?
Yeah. Well, Duluth is always a really good team, well-coached, so hopefully conditions will be in our favor this time. We're just going to go out and execute and play our game, come out with a W.
You are the leading touchdown receiver on this team. What's it like scoring a college football touchdown?
And I don't know if I could even tell you. It's crazy. It feels like a dream. Definitely, they're not easy to score, but just taking advantage of opportunity. When it comes my way, just trying to make a play.
You've made some catches down the field. It's not typically the spot on a field, you know, a tight end, fullback type guy. That's going to be vertical down the field. This offense, though, everybody can do that, and it's kind of drawn up for everybody to be able to do that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Offense is highlighted for everyone to get open, and anyone can get the ball at any time, so you got to be ready no matter if it's third and short, third and long. Everyone's always ready to score.
Brandon Ault goes into the season as the starting quarterback. He gets hurt. Insert Jared Henning. Jared's been there, done that. What's that huddle like with him leading it?
Well, like you just said, he's been there, done that, so he's in control. He definitely knows what he's doing, and a lot of guys see that, especially myself being a younger guy. I see that, and it's easy to follow a guy like that and look up to a guy like that, so it's easy to play for him.
Shrine Week is always a pretty good atmosphere out at the Chet. And, oh, by the way, it's for a great cause, too. What was your first experiences with the Shriners and what they do for kids?
I think it was last year, and or it might have been my senior year in high school. And like you just said, it's for a great cause, like volunteer work and devoting their time for just a lot of things that we take for granted, like people that have to go through. So I don't know. Thanks goes out to them. You can't really – we just take everything for granted.
On the field, Beavers haven't beaten Duluth since 1999. Lost in double overtime last year. Is that in the back of your minds last year, or are you strictly focused on this year and beating them this year?
I think we're just going to treat it like every other week we've treated this year. So we're going to go out, execute in practice 5 days this week, go out, execute on Saturday, play our game, and hopefully come out with a W.
Some people call them rituals. Some people call them superstitions. Do you have any pregame rituals or superstitions?
Man, I try and switch it up, so I never really get caught on anything too much, but listening to music, got to listen to music before the game. Never really do anything the same, though, before the game. I always try and switch it up a little bit here and there.
What kind of music?
Mostly hip-hop. Got to throw a little bit, maybe like 2 hours out from game time, some relaxing music, get a little bit calmed down. Then right before the game, crank it up a little bit.
Do you have a hard time sleeping the night before a game?
100%. Yep, absolutely. Melatonin is your best friend.
Why BSU?
It's a great place. I saw this place compared to the other places in the NSIC and the other places I went. This was definitely like everyone's got your back, and it was a family place. And then being here for a year and a couple months now, I definitely see that and embrace that.
best of luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.